Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
How to start a new dream. How do you do it? First, I'd love you to think about, have you ever started a new dream before and done exceptionally well at moving towards it or achieving it? And if you have, what did you do back then? What was it that allowed your last big breakthrough or that last big moment of momentum that you had? Like, what caused that the last time? What do you think about that? What was the last thing that you did that you thought, wow, I really crushed this? And what were the personal practices you had that made all the difference? I really want you to dial into that at the top of this hour. What have you done in the past where you felt like, I just crushed that, man? Because so often we forget our successes. So if you know in the past, you've just been absolutely insanely focused and that is what made you successful, then on a scale of 1 to 10 today or this week or this month, how focused have you been? 1, not focused, 10, very focused. Why do I want to start with that? Because I want you to remember, as you head into any dream, one of the most important things you can do is remind yourself how competent and capable you are. Let me say that again. As you head into any dream, I want you to remind yourself how competent and capable you are. Because it's easy to go, well, this is a new thing. I don't know what to do. I'm new. I suck. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. And you start beating on yourself before you allow your real psyche to enter the possibility that you can achieve that thing. Meaning, don't psych yourself out just because you're new. You've come a long way. You've dealt with a lot of things in life. Don't discount that. This next new dream, it's just another new challenge on the pegboard of life that you've already achieved. You've already climbed up that peg, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. You've already done amazing things. You already somehow survived childhood and adolescence. Congratulations. You probably already got some education. You probably already started something, whether a career or a business, and somehow you're able to be here with us. You have time right now in the weekday to take and dedicate and commit yourself to personal and professional development. Good for you. You're a lot farther than a lot of other people. So you've done a good job already. You're already a dedicated person. You're already making choices that are good. So I always just like to, before I think of any new dream and thinking about how to achieve it, I just remind myself, I'm like, I got this. I've done hard things in the past. Matter of fact, I've done probably harder things in the past. Even if you have this bold new dream that seems impossible, you've bitten off pieces of impossible plenty of time before. So let's enter this conversation, if you will, before I even give you the framework. Could you enter it with a little bit of self-trust? A little bit of self-confidence? Could you remember that you've done remarkable things in the past? That's gonna help. Okay, now let's talk about this new dream you got. Can you get centered in that real quick? What is that new dream, new goal for you? Like, what is it? What's the next level of something you would love to achieve or give or serve or contribute to? Like, what is it? And it can be simple. It can be from, simple tactical things, that are very measurable. Brendan, I'd like to go from 1,000 fans on Instagram to 100,000 in the next, 4 weeks. Okay. Or, you know what, Brendan, for me, the next level of height in my life is honestly the next level of depth in my marriage, in my health. It's the next level of depth and spirituality. I don't know what it is for you, but you need to know, like, what is that thing we're going to be pursuing today? But if I can implant any idea, it would be to have this big new dream, this high new ambition. And I want you to stretch it, like a stretch goal, something that is significant that we can choose whether or not you're going to go after it today. Because maybe you already know exactly what that dream is and you came in ready. So what is it for you? What's the big new dream? Now, some of your comments already have come in the comments right before we started of saying, you know, well, I've had dreams before, but I struggle with discipline, or I haven't achieved it, or I struggle with this, and you're wondering why, and I'm going to tell you why today with this framework. I honestly believe that a lot of people's dreams, and this is going to sound really bad, a lot of the people's dreams aren't truly necessary for them, so they never move towards them. Even though they're a productive person, they're good at focus, they're good at getting things done, they just haven't decided that it's truly necessary, because in psychology, we often talk about the power of competing interests, right? Same in economic behavior. We see that, like, if option A is good and option B is good and we don't know which one to choose, either one's going to be good that we choose. And often, though, the reality is option A and B might be really good, but we're also got a full plate over here in our real life that's already running. So you've got this whole plate of your daily responsibilities now, and you got this new dream over here, but you got this new opportunity over there, and this new idea over here, and this other new thing you can do over there. And all of these opportunities around you, or all these dreams around you, never come onto your plate because there's just so many of them. And you've already decided that what is more necessary, listen to this, you've decided what is more necessary is for you to maintain plate number one, what I often call circle one. Your immediate circle of concern, that's what's really getting all your focus, your energy, your time, and your effort. And what's necessary is really protectionism, right? What's really necessary is the focus on what's on your plate. You say, Brendan, I want to start a new dream, but I go, is it necessary for you to start the new dream? Because unless you've made it necessary, you're not going to reach out beyond the comforts of circle one to go for that thing. You're just going to go, I'm fine here, dude. So we've got to find a dream that you identify as necessary. Otherwise, you won't reach out, grab it, and pull it into your current plate, your current circle of concern. You'll just keep saying, I'd like to have that. And lots of people do that, and I've done it too. At the beginning of my career as a writer, I wanted to write for years, and I didn't write because I was just working on my job, and I was just trying to survive and, you know, figure myself out as a 20-year-old kid, you know? So I was just paying attention to here. I wasn't looking up and out yet. You follow what I'm talking about? So we need to identify a dream, because I bet you got lots of them. We need to identify the one that you are going to make necessary enough that you will move towards consistent action with. And so what I often tell people is one of the great places to start is looking at your current plate that feels so full and so stressful and so overwhelming already, and looking on your plate and very first action before you look towards a new dream, I often tell people, create the white space in your life that the universe could even deliver time or resources for you to support that dream. Meaning, clear the decks. Look at what's on your plate right now and go, what is not necessary that I'm spending a lot of time doing? And remove that. Because sometimes as we spring clean our house, we find new space to put new things into, right? And if you just keep thinking of a dream, but you're not moving towards it, a lot of it has to do with the fact that right now, you just have a full plate. And you're never going to move towards it until you clear some of the things off your plate. And I believe in the white space that happens when we clear things out and remove what is unnecessary, we find freedom. And when we find freedom, now we can plug it with a new dream. Does this make sense? So what are you doing that's just totally not necessary?
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
I like you to score necessity in your current life and this future dream that you have to see whether or not either it's possible or you're even going to be willing to chase it. Here's what necessity means. Necessity is a high performance concept that is short for performance necessity. It means that you feel not like a preference to do something, like I'd like to do that, maybe it's good. You feel it's a must. It is something that is demanded of you. It is something that you are being pushed towards and pulled towards. It is something you will do. It is necessary for you to show up and do well at that because your psyche or your external obligations say, I must do this thing. This thing is important to me. I must perform well. I must stay consistent. I must serve here at the top levels. That's performance necessity. It's what athletes do before they walk onto the court. They psych themselves up. They get themselves in the zone. They tell themselves over and over why they need to do a good job at this thing. And by telling themselves the why, connecting with why it is necessary for excellent performance, they do better. Now, the flip side of that, some people get freaked out by that because they're like, dude, if I like really like go all in like that, then I might be disappointed. I might fail. I might not do well. I might look stupid. And I go, well, yeah, but if it's not necessary for you to do something, guess what? You just don't. Isn't it true? I mean, do you remember, did you ever go through high school or college and you had that paper that was due? And you knew about it, I don't know, the whole semester. And then the last 3 days, right before it was due, you were like, oh crap, let's go. And you got yourself some caffeine or you sat yourself down in the library, you got away from the people and the parties and all the noise, and you finished that paper because it was necessary to turn that in for you to do well. Well, that's the same thing and the same approach you should have for your dreams in some ways. If it's not necessary for you psychologically or practically, you just won't do it. I mean, people often ask me, I was at a writer's conference speaking, and they said, well, Brendan, you know, how did you finally get motivated to write? And many of you know what happened for me psychologically. You know that I was trying to take care of my wife and my then girlfriend who we were struggling financially. But I also had zero other choices and prospects. It was necessary. It was the only thing I knew how to do and I wanted to do. So how do we do this? What do I mean by score necessity? What we learned psychologically is there is kind of two things happening for high performers. There's the internal forces that are propelling them into a must. And there's the external forces that are propelling them into a must. And when they combine, we have performance necessity right in the middle. Boom, you're gonna do this thing, baby, all right? The internal forces are two things, and the external forces are two things. And we're gonna rate ourselves, again, on a scale of 1 to 5 in these two and these two. That's 4 things total. Okay, so the internal forces that make something necessary is first your internal identity of expectations or personal standards for excellence. Your identity or personal standards for excellence. It means I am a person who must do this and I must do it well. It's like, that's it. It's like, I'm a person who does that. For example, with me as a writer, I had to say, I am a writer. Before writing ever became a must. Otherwise, it was like this casual thing once in a while, but once you define your identity as part of that dream, now we're talking. And psychologists found the reverse works as well. If you say, I am not something, the odds are it's easier to break a behavior. If you've been smoking for years and then you decide the identity is, I am just not a smoker, and you do everything you can to live in truth with that identity and stay congruent with it, it's much more possible for you to do that if you say that my identity is not this, my identity is that. Well, same thing in this way. Is this dream you're thinking of, is that really you? One would be, no, that's not much, that's not really me. I can't see myself doing that, that's not my identity. Five is, that's me. Because you think of the things you really succeeded at in your life, your identity was connected with that. And you allowed that to happen. What happens is people age and mature specifically, they don't want to put those stakes in the ground anymore. They don't want to go all in with their identity on something because they've been hurt or they've been disappointed and they think, you know, this might not work out, and they freak out. Well, I'm here to tell you, my friend, that this is necessary. This is necessary. If you don't attach your identity in some way, like I had to identify as a trainer before I really saw that dream, I'd say, I am going to be a phenomenal trainer. I am a phenomenal trainer, and my job is training. This is what I do. It's what I do. It's who I am. And if you don't start that, if you don't start with a personal association with the dream, where it is something that is important to you, you just won't stay the course. Worse, you might never start. So are there some dreams you wanted to start but you didn't know why? I bet your identity had a lot to do with it. You didn't see yourself as part of that. You didn't see yourself as that. And you didn't identify with it, so you just never began. Is it true? So score yourself. This new dream you're telling me about. On your identity, one, no attachment. You don't see yourself, feel yourself, imagine yourself in that way. Five, dude, that's totally me. Awesome.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brendan.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brendan.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do. Serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives and millions of them every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brendan.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.